This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Boker Tov, everybody. For many of us, as the year is unfortunately coming closer and closer to an end, and we've been talking about the next steps, university, college, etc. So I want to share an experience that something that happened to me when I was at university that helped me understand something from this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshat Naso, you know, reviewing on, all of a sudden makes Parshat Naso infamous. Infamous in terms of its length. And, you know, you say to someone, oh, the Parsha, ooh, Naso, you feel this like, oof, it's going to be a long laning this week. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one in the room that's asked, really? Why does it have to be that long? I mean, let's be honest. We go through the Karbanot of the Nesiim, and I mean, seriously, cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. I mean, so much easier. You know, we have got this distributive property. So yalla, just say, 12 Nesiim, they each gave the following Karban. We can knock off the entire end in like, I don't know, 15 psukim, we could probably do it, max 20. And it could be like a nice short parsha, you know, it'd be a lot easier to learn. Why in the world are we repeating over and over and over and over? Again, the same, they brought this carbon and then this and then that and then that. Come on, really? So I'm gonna go back to graduation. I guess end of the year, graduation. It was our first graduation at UPenn. And our last. And it was, I don't know, 4.5 hours of sitting in the sun. It was long. I mean, it was a great speech, but that was just part of it. It was long. And what made it so long? Well, you know, imagine the university, like all good universities, has, I don't know, 15, 20 schools, colleges and graduate programs. And the university president, in order to confer on them their graduation and certificate, gives a speech to each and every school. The dental school, the medical school, the law school, this school and that school. Yes? It's the same speech. I hereby, by the power of me, I, Amy Gutman, and the power of the Board of Trustees, thereby confer upon. And it goes on and on and on. It's the same speech. How basically she has her presidential power, and she's giving you power to graduate. It's a 5-minute speech, times, I don't remember, 17 schools. 2.5 hours. The exact same thing. And my wife and I are sitting there saying, oh my God, this is why everyone on staff told us, don't go to graduation, it's boring as sin. And I remember we were reflecting with students afterwards, and we said to them, like, how was it for you, the graduating seniors, how was it for you sitting in the middle of the field, schmaltzing in the sun, hearing the same speech over and over and over? Like, you know, really, was it that exciting when she actually turned to your school and said, liberal arts college, I'm now talking to you? And the students looked at us and they said, oh my God, it was the best moment of the past 5 years. Why? You know, when she spoke to this school and that school, she was talking to them. But for those 5 minutes, and she looked to our school, to our graduating class, and said, you guys, I just want you to know, I'm conferring on you the status of blah, blah, blah. That was the highlight of our day, the highlight of our week, the highlight of our month. I sat there and I said to myself, wow, you know, as a spectator, as the guy on the side, I totally didn't pick that up, because for me, it's just the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's just called boring. But for the actors involved, for those actually on the scene that are part of the action going on, it was completely exciting. And this totally changed the way I thought about this week's Parsha. We look at Parsha Naso from a distance. It's a list of the same 12 things that happened over and over and over and over. But we need to think about it from the perspective of the tribe as they experienced it. So you're right, Ravi has, I don't remember, how many different Nisim and their tribes that gave the same carbon. But now I want you to imagine when every Nasi, when we're reading every Nasi, his tribe, the entire tribe, is cheering, is standing there, is watching, and are feeling, wow, we have the opportunity to bring our korbanot. We're doing our share, and that for them was the greatest day in their lives at that point, getting ready for the Mishkan. And what we need to do sometimes is not to look at the story of the Torah from a distance, looking back and saying, hey, how does this sound to us? But how does it sound to the players involved? How did Am Yisrael experience this? Not just how do we experience it when we look from afar. And Emirat Hashem, at this point in the year, one of the things that I hope that we've learned and we've gained is always to push yourself on everything, to look for that next step of meaning, that next step of deeper understanding. And when you find something that, you know, doesn't sit right to you, or you know what, it's still boring and it's a detail that you don't get, it just means you haven't pushed yourself hard enough and you haven't thought further, because Shavim Panim LaTorah, and there is always more than what lies beneath the surface. A wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.